Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
No, man, no.
Morning went by fast, it seems to me that it did.
And we got stuff to record after the show today.
Yeah.
I ain't for that. And I feel like an idiot. I feel in some kind of way. Because last night I went to bed thinking that all day today was gonna be a 90% chance of rain where we live. I come walking in here with an umbrella this morning, a parasol, and then they downgraded the chance of rain, so it's not even going to rain today, and I'm walking around with a parasol.
Idiot.
I know.
You're so stupid.
I know.
Idiot. Like a dumb, stupid idiot. What does it feel like to wake up and just be a dumb idiot?
It's not pleasant. It's actually not worth waking up.
It is supposed to rain all week, though.
I mean, today they say that. But
it's not supposed to rain Monday, right?
Oh, no. Monday was yesterday.
No, I mean, coming Monday.
Oh. Oh, that's that golf tournament thing we do. The charity golf tournament is Monday.
Right now it's partly cloudy on Monday and 64. I'm going to get some golf pants.
Yeah.
Okay.
It better not.
Golf pants?
It better not be bad weather.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
What?
Nothing.
They're pants in which you play golf because it's going to be 64 is going to be the high. That'll be too cool to wear shorts out there all day. So I need to go get some pants.
You should go with knee length baseball pants.
Yes.
Yes, please.
That would
do
be
that.
Great.
With old school leggings.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be perfect. So, yeah, if it's not good weather that day and I don't get to go to that golf tournament, I am going to be pissed. Know that. Today is one of those, what I like to call Dear Papaw days, because my grandfather died several years ago, but he quit school in the third grade in rural Louisiana because he had a huge family. And he had to help, you know, bring money into the family. He later went on to work at a paper mill for 45 years. Just the greatest guy you could meet, the best grandfather I could have ever hoped for. But I came up with this idea years ago that if he were still alive, what he would think about some of the stuff that goes on in our pop culture. And I came up with this idea that I should start doing Dear Papaw letters, where I would write him a letter and go, Dear Papaw. And today the letter would say, there are grown men taking off from work for a couple of days, several days, because they are waiting in line to buy a video game. And they want to have time off from work so they can play the video game all day without having to worry about anything else. And they are also taking off from work and paying anywhere from $300 to $700 average for these video games. And some of them won't even get one. They'll sell out. And they will just have wasted their day that they took off from work. This is, you know, if he were alive and I went and told him that, and he wasn't keeping up with anything, he would say, I cannot believe, Richie boy, that you're lying to me after all these years. You've never lied to me before, and then you're coming in here with all this kind of mess. There is no way a real man, a grown man, would take off from work to buy a video game and play a video game.
No grown man taking the day off for that.
Well.
Well, Rob, at least you're not taking any days off.
No.
For the video games, but a lot of people are, and they've shown those lines of people waiting out, you know. And I think I'd have a hard time making them just believe that they're not waiting in line to get it for their kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Mom don't even have kids.
He would just say, they must be getting it. They're being good dads. They took the day off to be a good dad and get it for their kids.
But what he would say if he heard the truth would be, oh, man, son, they just ain't right. They just ain't right. I can't believe that. Your cousin took 2 days off from work, Rob?
Yeah, his Xbox is supposed to arrive today, and he was devastated because he thought it was supposed to ship today and arrive on Thursday, and he took Thursday, Friday off. So it's going to come today, and he won't be able to play. So
oh, my God.
He is beside himself. He sent me a text message at 2 in the morning and said, it's already in Charlotte.
Okay, but from down the hall, don't y'all live together?
Well, I was asleep at 2 in the morning.
Oh. Now, is he better at video games than you are?
No.
No?
I'm not great.
How old is he, Rob?
39.
There you go.
Feeling
dear Papaw. When your grandfather was 39, by the time he was 39, TJ, he'd already worked in that mill for what, 20 years by the end of the
year? Yeah, he started working at the mill at 18 because that was the age you could start.
So he'd been there 21 years already working in that mill. Mm-hmm. He'd already had how many kids? Two?
Two. And
he
wasn't a grandfather until after he had turned 40. So.
Okay, so okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
You know what? It's just a different day and age.
Yeah.
The world is a very different place today.
Yeah.
One is not right or wrong. Mm-hmm. One's not better than the other.
Well, that's sweet, but you know it ain't right, Ace. You know they ain't right in the head.
Somebody's
going to stand out there as a grown man. Even if you didn't take off from work, just as a grown man, you're going to stand out in there and wait all them hours to get a video game. I mean, that ain't right. They got squirrels in their heads.
I like that one. You got squirrels in your head.
No, I mean, they're not hurting
anybody.
You got
a squirrel head.
You know, except not society, anybody. And so it's not a big deal.
You say except society.
I would never wait in line for anything.
Yeah, me.
Right, because
it depends.
You only choose people to be in your life who can give you a hookup somehow or another.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, no friends of yours are just also, without, you know, the capability of hooking you up somehow or another.
Here's one thing that might make it a little different. I don't know. But you also come from a generation that hasn't really had to wait in line for things. The things that most people wait in line for now aren't typical female things, I don't think. The main things you hear about lines now are things like a shoe being released or...
just one.
The Xbox, PlayStation, that kind of thing. But like when we were growing up, you had to wait in line for everything. You want to get concert tickets, you had to camp out overnight. You had to be there when the box office opened up to get good seats. You had to wait in line for all the stuff. Albums coming out. CDs. You had to be there first day. I probably got to wait in line when I get there because it goes on sale at midnight, that kind of thing.
I feel like I'm lazy. Like I wouldn't do it.
Well, the way I always looked at that is there's nothing that it would be worth camping out in a parking lot or something for, because I always assume that, okay, if I'm not the first one to hear the new album, then it's going to sound the same whenever I do get it. So,
true.
Or I'm going to know somebody who got it and they're going to let me listen to it. Or, you know, I loved concerts when I was, starting at about 18 was when I went to my first concert, and I loved them. But there's no way I would have ever camped out for tickets to get them. And I don't know. It wasn't because I was more mature. It was just I didn't feel it to be that important because there could be something that comes along. You know, I never had the FOMO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they, it's mm-hmm. FOMO, right? Yeah. Not FUPA. I mixed those up on the regular radio one day.
You remember?
You remember when I mixed those up accidentally on the radio?
Stop it.
Yeah, I did.
He did, that's true.
Not on purpose?
Yeah, it sounded like it wasn't on purpose. I'll never tell.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, that was always part of the adventure.
Yeah.
That was the adventure was, man, we're going to go, all right, we'll go out, we'll go do something. Then at 2, we'll hit the store, we'll go then grab something to eat, we'll go by there. So, and we would rotate through who had to wait. Like, you had to wait in line for sometimes for football tickets, that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was part of the, that was part of the fun. That
I
was the adventure.
Right,
we
I
waited in line,
that.
We got the tickets, we got to go, so we're going to see the Stones.
You're so psyched.
Yeah, like, I saw the Stones in Living Color in the Superdome, had to wait in line. He's like, this is going to sell out in the first day. We're going to have to get tickets. Okay, it's my turn to go. I'll go wait in line and get tickets. When we get 4? Okay, I'll go buy 4. Everybody give me their money. And you go and, you know, sit in your car and wait. And you're like, well, the line's not too bad. Oh, the line's getting bad now. Damn. What time is it? It's 5 a.m. I'm going to get out of the car and go sit up there and wait.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. And I get it. And I can see how people would think it was fun and all. I guess what it boils down to is that I've never really been what you call a passionate person. Like, even if it's something I really want to do, by the time I get to do it, I mean, I'm not jumping up and down going, yes. Like, you know, I really wanted to ride that Star Wars ride at Disney World, that new one. So we went, we had to stand in line. You had to go stand in line to be able to get a lottery type thing. And then they would call your number and you have to go down and whenever they called you, go to that part. And going through all of that, I still, when we were about to get on it, I still wasn't going, yes, I'm so excited. So, yeah, this looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool. But I tend to kind of be that way after something.
Like, it was all right.
No. I mean, like, more, that was awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Whatever. But still not over the top.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, you know, always been my personality. Because my interests change so often, you know, it's hard to get so... And plus, I don't want to look like, you know, uncouth or anything like those people running down after they call their name on The Price is Right. Yeah, I never want to be that person. Oh my God! So I would never get picked because that's how they determine who's going to get picked. Come on down.
Yeah, they'll reshoot that and coach them on that, right? Like, okay, go back. You got hung up trying to get out. Go back, and you need to be more excited this time.
Yeah, raise your hands so your big boobs might pop out of the top. You know, yeah, that one woman's famous scene of her running down and her boobs come out of her boobs.
Stop.
Yeah.
Love that.
When The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there needs to be a mission to find something that I'm so passionate about before it happens that I'm like, yeah, come on.
What could that be?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Where the anticipation of it was like, I don't care how long we got to sit here. I'm waiting.
Or just
going to do it if I got to camp out for it.
Excitement where you're looking forward to going somewhere. Like, you just can't wait.
Yeah, so you're right. Baby steps.
Yeah. Let's build.
Find one thing that I'm not complaining about having to do. That'd be the first step.
Let's start with that. Yeah. Let's not complain.
I can't think of anything either with that. I'm racking my brain. I can't think of anything that I'm not going to complain about having to do. Huh. I guess we're in a quandary.
Yeah.
That fell apart fast, didn't it?
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Alexis, I don't know if we've asked you this or not, but what do you do for the holidays since your mom is really the only family you've got around here and she doesn't celebrate Christmas? I'm guessing, does she celebrate Thanksgiving?
No.
You know, being Jehovah's Witness? I didn't think so. So what do you do on those holidays?
Usually just go to a friend's house, whoever.
Do you get invited or you just spin a wheel on, you know, Thanksgiving morning and decide where you're going?
Am I gonna go? No, I get invited. This year, so last Thanksgiving, we cooked Thanksgiving dinner with my roommate at my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we might do the same. Not sure yet. But if not, one of my childhood friends invited me over to their house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you have friends that are children in their childhood?
Weird.
Yeah.
Ew. Crazy. What can they cook? Something from an Easy Bake Oven, I'm guessing.
Do you, my height.
Do you make a dish?
Yeah. Last year I made everything.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I made the turkey. I made a nice rosemary butter for it, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Did you just print that out for us?
Huh?
Would you just print that out for us? Let's see what we're eating tonight. It's a fixed menu. But that's cool, and she's going to, you know, you're thinking she'll want to have Thanksgiving dinner with you after your cat ruined her clothes and then you had to move out?
We're still friends.
Oh.
We already talked about
how? That. I don't understand how.
How? What do you mean how? You're going to stop being friends with someone because their cat peed on your clothes?
If it was bad enough for me to tell them to move out, yeah.
She didn't tell me to move out.
Oh.
I volunteered.
I didn't
tackle you and say no.
They asked me to leave.
You're saying moving out may have saved the relationship.
You can't kick me out. I'm leaving.
You know what? Alexis, I think you need to move out. Well, you know what? I think it's time you found yourself another roommate. Yeah.
That's what I just said. Mm. I said that first.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a guy here that wants to date.
What? What's his name?
He's in our Facebook DMs.
Let's see what we got here.
He's a veteran.
In the DMs.
He said he's been out. He's been in the military and hadn't been able to date and all. Now he's out. He's a veteran. He wants to know what he would have to do to get a date with you.
Become Waka Flocka Flame.
Number one.
Two things. Turn into Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Maybe do a mural on the side of a building.
I can't stand y'all. Whatever.
A couple of things.
Yeah.
You're missing maybe you could
maybe you could come up with a cool new hip hop clothing line.
Yeah. Drop some sick ass beats. Number one.
Yeah. Speaking my language.
Invite her to a VIP only celebration somewhere, even if you have to make it up. Just put some fluorescent lights in there, colored fluorescent lights. Tell her you had these high tops made for her.
I like that. That might do it.
Yeah, it's my special design. See, these Vans have a Z.
makes it cool.
They call them Vans.
Vans.
Paint your car orange.
That has to be, you know, like they put the candy wrappers.
Yeah. Make it look like Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Make your car look like Fruity Pebbles.
See it bouncing down the street. I like that.
With the dookie interior.
Let me ride in your car, boy.
No, what so, is he want to do?
Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so he's serious. He, I don't know. I guess he's heard you on the radio, and he obviously is delusional.
Yeah.
His name's Ryan. And, yeah, you can look him up over there on the show Facebook DMs. He handsome. Good guy, military, got the Constitution for his background picture there. Good for him. Now, he's probably too cool for you.
Why is he too cool for me?
Because he seems to have everything together. And he's...
Excuse me?
Looks like he's got a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
I love German Shepherds.
Uh-huh.
He said, I stand for the flag. I kneel for the cross. Kneel at the cross.
Okay.
He might be Russian. No, I don't know. He's got a picture of the World Cup. It's a Russia. Oh, Russia and Portugal.
Hello, I like little looking woman on your
shirt. I want a cake topper.
Yeah. I want to look in the cake topper to be wife. You say yes.
He's got a picture of the Ninja Turtles, too. For some reason.
You are mine now.
Seems like he'd be really cool.
It seems like a cool guy.
Is this him in the videos?
Or is he on his page more? Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. But anyway, we sent him your number.
No, you did not stop it. Do you?
And your address. We said surprise her.
Yeah.
Show up. She'll love that.
Yeah.
I bring plant for you.
Hello.
I paint this rock
like,
for you.
I know you like cactus.
I do.
No. Thank you to him for serving our country.
Definitely.
But were you saying, what were you about to ask?
I don't remember. You threw me off.
Yeah, I'm bad about that.
He's Italian.
Yes.
Italian. Okay.
I've dug further into the pictures.
Oh.
Sounds like you want to date him, right?
It was more fun when he was Russian.
I know. We still talk like this. For him. So you're Italian-Russian. Russian-Italian.
You want spaghetti?
Is that how that
was? Nailed it.
What kind of accent is that? Gotta work on that a little bit.
That was my Russian-Italian accent. That's a little cross.
Like Transylvania.
I don't know about it.
And I love the fact that his Italian reference was spaghetti.
Try to keep it basic for everybody to understand.
We want macaroni and cheese. You want the crab of the water?
Don't let that get out.
Yeah, let's work on that.
So, have you ever dated an Italian guy?
Dated briefly.
Hmm.
Went out on dates.
Long enough to see his Italian horn? Don't they all wear the necklace that has the horn on it?
Maybe in 1974.
Really?
Yeah. The Italian, when was the last time you seen anyone
Ace used to have
Wait, horn? What's an Italian horn?
It's a horn that was traditionally worn by mafioso guys. Like
Ace used to have an Italian horn.
Ace, yeah. You did not really? Have an Italian.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very
Was it gold?
Yeah.
Like on a chain?
I didn't need to have it. I just thought it was a cool design.
It was golden.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Did you?
He had a golden chain.
A golden. It wasn't even gold plated.
No.
Did you wear it with your shirt buttons opened?
I can answer
the top button.
Or he would wear it on the outside of a turtleneck with another shirt over that.
No.
It was in the 90s.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
You wore a turtleneck?
It was kind of the time. It was kind of the thing. It was kind of a fashion statement for a few moments in the 90s.
He wore one and he has one.
Was it a black turtleneck?
Probably
green.
White.
Green. Hunter green.
I mean, I had a maroon one as well, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
He had five of those.
Of the maroon?
Yeah. The maroon five is what he called it. He's like, I got to dip into the maroon five tonight. She's pretty special. I can't break up the set. I'm sorry. I cannot break up the set.
It's a collection.
But yeah, he put that green turtleneck on with a shirt outside of it. Yep. And the necklace on the outside and a big ass black cowboy hat.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
It was a combo
of
looks.
Picture of that. Was, that's like a combination of vibes right there.
It was a combination of not really knowing which way you were going to go fashion wise, and couldn't make up your mind, obviously. So you kind of went down the middle.
Yeah, that's like a donut with pepper on it. Man, what is this? What's going on here?
Saying that it doesn't go together.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. It didn't go together. I just couldn't figure it out.
A cowboy hat and a. Yeah. Forest green turtleneck.
But it wasn't a cowboy hat like, you know, a cowboy would wear. It was shaped around, and it was more like a rock star person would wear. It was a cool hat. It really
still,
was.
The hat was cool, but it still wasn't working with the outfit. Yeah. I should have abandoned the whole thing. I should have abandoned the bottom portion.
I was going to say, do rock stars wear turtlenecks?
No.
Okay.
But back then, it was cold.
So
it's a wet cold in Louisiana. It's a wet.
It's
a wet cold in Louisiana, girl.
It's a wet.
It's a wet.
Yeah.
Oh, my neck cold.
It's a whack. It's a wet ass wet cold.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Ooh. This story just hit. Somebody would say that's breaking news.
Breaking news.
But it's a story out of Thailand. 44-year-old guy, sex addict, died from a heart attack after he took a cocktail of drugs, including Viagra and an erection cream during an orgy.
So he took both.
He died after having quote-unquote energetic sex in a hotel suite during a monthly sex party with friends. He had taken a woman to his room but emerged an hour later, quote-unquote, unusually tired and fell asleep in his friend's room. An hour later, was found unresponsive and naked from the waist down and is understood to have taken a cocktail of drugs, including Viagra Marathon Rub Cream.
The hell is that?
Yeah,
so that's
what?
Two different things?
He took Viagra and the Marathon Rub.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
But I'm wondering if he
asking
if he swallowed the cream. Yeah. Police were called and discovered the cream, Viagra, and unknown pills scattered on the table near where he died. Alcohol was also present at the party, including whiskey and cans of beer.
Yeah. It was the unknown pills.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The men also appeared to have had a buffet of, ooh, this sounds good, a buffet of peanuts, fried chicken, and dried shrimp.
What? Dried shrimp? Yeah.
One of the friends told the media, the group celebrate like this every month, and thought that his friend was just tired.
He just sexed himself.
After I shook his body, he was not responding. But you're still having to jostle him around while he's naked from the waist down. I'd have been like, just call 911.
Yeah.
Poor man, he just sexed himself right to death. God. He just tried to put on a good show.
Did not work for him. Backfired.
Yeah, they said there's nothing suspicious about the death. They're not investigating it as foul play or anything. The police spokesperson said there's nothing suspicious about the death at the hotel. However, it is embarrassing for his family as they did not know that he was there.
And they're using rolls of toilet paper as napkins. This is gross. This looks, I've had to do that before, but this looks gross.
Yeah, it's going
to
get all over your hands.
They've got nasty food piled up on that table.
It's not nasty food.
That's true.
It's peanuts, fried chicken, and dried shrimp.
That's true.
Damn.
The dried shrimp.
Pay attention.
Why is that in the article, dried shrimp?
What do they mean, dried shrimp? Like, I'm not even sure what that means.
Was it left out too long and so it dried up, or that's how it's supposed to be?
No, they used to, Ace, I don't know if you remember this, but it used to be in the grocery store, kind of like it's in the little tiny packet.
They're like snacks.
Yeah.
Oh,
ew.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
I didn't know that was called dried shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was they had been left out for too long. Oh, does that taste good?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have like meat inside? Like it's all crunchy?
Yeah, it's crunchy like you would, like a pork rind.
Oh, okay.
So.
Interesting.
That is sad and embarrassing. I wonder if his friends were like, well, since he's not going to be using that Viagra anymore, I mean, we're still having these parties once a month.
Yeah,
so
let me get that.
Leave that with us.
Oh, he was a taxi driver?
Oh, look at this bootleg Viagra.
I know. Is it bootleg or is that just Thailand Viagra?
Yeah, it might be. Just
wait, this is Averta.
Gold Viagra.
Yeah. I don't know about that Marathon rub.
Yeah, I can't find any listings for it. I had a feeling they were talking about numbing cream like Bengay or whatever you call the Icy Hot.
Keep looking, Riggins.
Yeah. But there is cream like that desensitizes,
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah, if they're calling it Marathon rub, then it's, to last longer. Yeah.
So he just OD'd. I mean, there's worse ways to go out, I guess. An orgy is not the worst way,
That's never been an interest of mine.
An orgy?
Mm. I don't even like grapes.
Yeah, just imagine a lot of grapes.
Yeah. Isn't that a rule?
They got to feed you grapes.
Yeah.
This is not a real orgy. There's no grapes.
Be my luck. I get those seeds in them, break a tooth. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. I got to go. I just broke a front tooth. Well, let's just hope none of the rest of his friends fall into that predicament. Take a break. That's the lesson. Yeah. Take a break.
Just relax for a second.
It doesn't need to be a marathon.
No. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. A sprint is good sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so think about it. His family. I don't know if that means his wife and kids or if that means his parents and grandparents.
Let's hope it means
his family
his
is embarrassed because they didn't even know he was there.
Well, of course not.
See, that would be the shock. to, you know, one of the, that would be as big of a shock. Say, wait, where was he? And he goes there every month? He does this every month?
What? I had no idea.
So, if you're the woman, would you be, you know, would that be like an ego thing? Yeah, I mean, you couldn't handle this. Mm-mm. It killed him.
That thing killed him.
Or would you be like, oh my God, I can't ever do this again. I'm lethal. My sexuality is lethal.
Man killer. Can't handle all this. I got bodies.
Riggins, would you ever be in an orgy? If it's at your house.
Yeah, I mean,
you wouldn't have to leave.
Place.
You wouldn't have to leave.
They come to me.
Yeah, it's let's pretend it's going to start at your place.
You know, I don't like to say never, but I can't picture myself in an orgy, because orgy doesn't mean like a threesome or anything like that. Mm. That means there's, what does an orgy mean? Everybody is hooking up with everybody?
Yes, that's what.
Guys and girls?
Yeah, it's not a swingers thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
An orgy is, you know, usually the way they portrayed it in literature. Is everybody in one room, just, and then you decide, I'm through here, I'm going to try this one, for, you know, and you just say everybody's going at everybody.
Yeah, I don't think I'm into that.
No, not at all.
Wipes or clean yourself first before you go to the next person.
Yeah, we got COVID and everything.
I'm like, I don't want that. I want other people's germs.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, when you think of stuff like that, it just seems like the, you know, sad. Yeah, like there are people that are not that they're into it, but that they've just, you know, imagine stopping and looking at yourself out of, as an out of body experience, looking down on yourself, being part of an orgy. I mean, that's bad business.
Yeah. You catch yourself
rock bottom.
Yeah, you catch yourself in a mirror, like from behind.
Yeah.
Is that what it looks like?
And I wonder if they sit there and they start thinking, "Oh my God, I don't want to turn with him."
Mm-hmm. You're right.
What's going to happen? I don't want him to take a turn. Yeah, I'm going to have to act like I'm sick before he gets over here.
Slow down, Brutus. We're not ready for you yet.
You just have this, you know, the one poor guy standing there going, well, "Hey, well." What about me?
Yeah. He looks like Rick Moranis. He's just standing yeah. there with like his... Not you.
Just... Yeah, it's just so much.
What if there were no other men involved?
It's just you and a bunch of women.
Yeah, I mean, sure. But what's wrong with that? Mm.
But then...
Then it's not an orgy, I think.
It's just a dream.
Fantasy. The only thing I've ever wanted. No.
But you know that if that were the case, when you got a bunch of women like that, one or more of them is going to get jealous of something or act like they weren't treated right or fairly, and I didn't get enough of that, and she got more than I did, and
well, then come
all
get a
of that
more.
Stuff.
Come get a little more.
Come on.
Yeah, cat fighting ensues, and then you're just mm-hmm. in the middle of all these women fighting, and then you're like, this sucks. Oh, so mm-hmm. you're screaming.
But you've said you're a selfish lover, though, so what happens, you got all these women, once you're good, then you're like, okay, party's over?
Yeah. Get out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, I know I said we'd be here until 3, but it's 1. I need y'all to go.
Sugar tits. Take a hike.
And I realize that I haven't gotten to most of you, but better luck next time.
Yeah. Sorry. Can you imagine all the girls like, okay, great.
Yeah. Let's say we reconvene next month and give it another shot, okay?
I'll start with you next time. Yeah, you're up top, first of the line, front of the line next week.
Sorry.
Wear that same thing.
Yeah. Kickstart this thing. We'll start it.
Yeah. And who's bringing the dip?
Yeah.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I was ready to get pissed off.
I could see it in your face.
Ace just got all on guard, thinking that Alexis was talking crap about his mama's.
I know.
His mama's 7-layer salad. We were talking about a 7-layer dip, and I said, usually I could do without a couple of the layers that come on a 7-layer dip.
And I was ordering something on Amazon for the show at the moment, right. a dongle so I can print from my computer.
Oh, what?
Oh, that's for the show?
For what? That's for your butt.
You're the dongle master.
Rob can vouch for me. He sent me the link to order.
Right. You get this dongle.
It's a dongle, yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it's called, a dongle?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'll dangle for a dongle. Yeah. So
pardon me.
Then they said, I like my mama say 7-layer dip. She put a little green peas in it and... And then they just started roasting him.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything, but Alexis, she was like, there ain't no green peas in a 7-layer dip. She was like, what?
I said, I think that's only your mama.
And I said, I think it's because your mama had some El Salvador shit.
Yeah. You fired back.
It's straight up for mama. Yes,
some bullshit you were eating.
Y'all don't even know what peas are out there.
Y'all can afford peas.
Y'all even grow peas. Y'all couldn't put it in y'all's. But. And I realized I was talking about a 7-layer salad, not a 7-layer dip. I don't know what a 7-layer dip is.
Yeah, you do. It's got refried beans. I think one of the layers is black beans, maybe, and then guacamole. There's a guacamole and sour cream and cheese. And,
yeah. Doesn't seem very difficult to make, though.
No, not at all. No. a primate could do it.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
But even a monkey would know not to put peas in it.
My mom's going to be here in 2 weeks. I'm going to get her to make a 7-layer salad. I'll bring it in.
It looks good. I've never even heard of it either.
It's delicious.
Looks good.
Yeah, I can do it out the put some onions in there that I don't care for, but a lot of people love them in there.
Look at that. Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bacon?
What's the top part, bacon or onions?
Bacon. Yeah.
Oh, now pull up a 7-layer dip. Really.
Yeah, I had that.
And it has hard-boiled eggs.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've had this that. Mexican. Okay, yeah.
Or, well.
That's good stuff, though. It's delicious.
We call it Mexican.
Hey, yeah.
It's a national dish of Mexico.
We also call Velveeta and Rotel tomatoes Mexican.
You're saying it's not Mexican dip.
It's damn good, though.
Mm.
I do love
you Velveeta eat that raw with those onions and stuff in it? Olives and all that?
No, I'm talking about the Velveeta and Rotel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want all them 7 layers. You can give me about 2 of them. I'll be okay.
Oh, yeah, Velveeta, Rotel with some ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or chorizo. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yum.
You like chorizo, eh?
I don't know what chorizo is. I really don't. What is that? What is chorizo?
It's a sausage.
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mexican spicy sausage.
It's like spicy and stuff.
Oh,
it sounds, I think
so
I would like
good.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Is it better than andouille sausage?
No.
Okay.
No.
Man, that looks delicious.
Yeah, but andouille is a smoked sausage, And chorizo is more of a ground.
Yeah.
So. And it's like spicy.
Mm-hmm. I love a chorizo.
No, it actually is spicy.
Yeah.
You love a what, Rob?
Chori queso.
A what?
It's chorizo and queso mixed together. You ain't never seen that on the menus.
What is it called?
Chori queso.
Say it American like.
Yeah. Chori queso.
Chori queso.
One word to make them sound Hispanic.
Chori queso.
No, one word. I can say all of them and make it sound good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I'm like chori queso.
And a diet to cook.
The drink of your people.
El coca.
I will admit, I didn't know what it was, but the chori queso that Reagan just showed us looks damn delicious.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can just, like, my butt gets hot looking at that. It'll just be hot.
But you love really spicy things, and that's a shame.
Yeah. But you know
what it's
like,
going to do to you.
Yeah, you'll just eat it, though, Riggins,
like,
knowing
prepared
this is
going to
be brutal afterwards, right?
Yeah.
That's the good thing about living alone. You don't have to worry about that. Just eat whatever you want.
Yeah, sometimes I'll tell you the honest to God truth. Sometimes I'll clog up the toilet. I have two bathrooms. I'll clog up the toilet in the morning, and then before I fix it, I'll be like, well, I got to go to the other one now.
You don't fix it right away?
No, sometimes
you just
I'm
let
like,
it sit
I can't.
There.
Yeah, so much toilet. I have to use so much toilet paper. That, like, I'll go in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I got to go to the other one because I can't poop in this one. I got to go across the apartment and go poop in the other one.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Do you have a plunger in each bathroom?
I have one plunger.
Oh, so you have to transfer the plunger.
It travels. It's a traveling plunger.
Do you put it in a container or something?
Yeah, it's got like a little holder thing.
Yeah.
But.
Mm. I hope you put bleach on that every time.
Bleach?
Yeah.
Mm. You need to just buy another plunger.
It's not
on his butt.
It's not the movement. It's the toilet paper that I use.
Why do you use so much?
Because it's like getting peanut butter out of shag carpet. Somebody told me. That's how I didn't make that up. Somebody heard that one time.
Why would you even ask, Alexis? You knew whatever the answer was going to be wasn't going to be pleasant.
Really disgusting. Sorry. I didn't make that up. Hey, yeah, I just use a lot of toilet paper. I don't know. I just use a lot. I like, you know, rolling it around my hand. You know, I don't know why.
You wipe till it's white. And it's
you got like mummy
white.
Hands.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Don't y'all use a lot of toilet paper?
I think the appropriate amount.
What do you mean by y'all whenever you look at her, when you're asking her?
Yeah, like, do you guys even have toilet paper?
You mean her people?
Yeah. Do you have? No. You guys use toilet paper? I use a lot of toilet paper. So I clog up my toilet a lot. And I live in the city, so it's like low flow everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
It wouldn't happen
if
the country was still free.
Yeah,
it wouldn't happen.
My apartment was not built for the type of activity that's going on in there.
When we lived in that apartment uptown, that was one of the only thing I really hated about it was, what is this? These toilets don't work worth a damn. I mean, I get it. And they would tell you, like, I know, we had the low flow system you've got to have.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were kind of warned ahead of time, like, just so you know, it kind of sucks.
That would give me anxiety.
Well, I don't have any of those problems because I have a bidet. Well, it's actually a water hose that runs from outside into the bathroom window.
You just step in the shower.
No, I mean, I just hover over the toilet and...
Yeah. I'm down with that.
But it's got one of those trigger nozzles on it, so I mean, it really does the trick. Like a high pressure hose. Sometimes I don't want to stop. I'm like, damn, I'm clean. Okay.
I guess. Yeah, I could see how a bidet makes sense in my life, but.
See, I don't know how it would work. It would have to be like it's not a pressure washer.
It's not?
No, it's just a little trickle, like a water fountain. And I never understood how that works.
Yeah, I don't care for the idea.
Is there like a part of it that will shoot up like air to dry you at the same time?
I think the fancy ones have that, yeah.
Because then that would be an extra step. Like now you have to grab a towel.
Yeah, but how long would that take? I mean, I know how long. I get impatient at a public restroom with the hand dryers.
Yeah,
and they're putting out a lot of, you know, those Dyson ones. Feel like you're about to take off to the moon.
And I'm when like, they move your skin.
Got to deal with this.
You gotta,
so I can only imagine how long it would take if you had one that was small enough to fit the bathroom. Now, I have at times tried to point the public restroom hand dryer in certain areas, but it didn't work. They put them up too high on the wall. Bastards. I wish it could blow cold air. If it would blow cold air, you know, the old ones used to just blow cold air on it. If they had that, then I would just stand under it, let it, you know, cool me off. Because anytime I go in a public restroom, I start sweating. Because you don't never know what's going to happen in there.
Oh, the nerve sweats?
Yeah, it's bad. But I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, why do you use so much toilet paper?
Yeah.
What were you expecting the answer to be?
I thought maybe it was like a childhood thing. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm always used to grabbing so much toilet paper. It's just a thing that you do. I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't thinking that much into it.
I was thinking, though, the answer would obviously be because I need it.
Right? Yeah.
It takes a lot. It
takes a lot.
Yeah. I need it.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love the non-flushable wipes, too. Like, don't flush them. What the hell am I supposed to do? Make a quilt out of them?
Throw them off your balcony.
Yeah, they're coming.
Yeah. This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.